One of the 9 African Americans who integrated Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1957 has died. Michael Hiblum with KUAR has the story from Little Rock.
Jefferson Thomas died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 67 in Columbus, Ohio. He was 15 when he and the rest of the Little Rock Nine braved angry white mobs to integrate Central High School. Another of the 9 was Minnie Jean Brown Trickey, who spoke about the loss.
Today is a very sad day for the Little Rock Nine. One of our favorite people, our unit, has changed. We are literally and figuratively, we have been the 9, so we feel a great loss.
A memorial service for Thomas is being planned for later this month at Central High. For NPR News, I'm Michael Heplin in Little Rock.
Good morning, currently. It's 76 degrees in Little Rock at 8:04. I'm Malcolm Glover with FM 89 News. A memorial service is being planned for Jefferson Thomas, who was one of the 9 black students who integrated Little Rock Central High School. He died Sunday in Columbus, Ohio at the age of 67. FM 89's Michael Hiblin has reaction.
Inside the National Park Visitor Center, surrounded by displays showing the Little Rock Nine and what happened in 1957, Minnie Jean Brown Trickey struggled with her emotions.
There's a great deal of sadness because our, what do we call ourselves now?
Jefferson Thomas has become the first of the Little Rock Nine to die. He had been suffering from pancreatic cancer. 53 years ago this month, they were part of the group that braved angry white mobs to attend Central. Trickey says Thomas's humor was key in their survival.
I've been looking at photos of us coming out of the school, and we're always laughing, coming out of terror. And we're laughing, and that is in part because we had comedians, and Jeff was among the best. He had a very wry, self-effacing humor that helped us live. I know that people want to say we're brave and courageous, but sometimes somebody being funny was really important, and Jeff was really funny, and he's continued that until the moment of his death, no doubt.
Speaking in Little Rock in 2004, Jefferson Thomas said he struggled to keep from getting angry because he didn't want to end up in fights with other students.
It had to be a mindset, and I later on at Central learned to laugh and kind of make jokes about it when the guys were kicking and tripping and trying to, you know, hit me, and most of the time they missed, you know, because I just had the mindset that I wasn't going to get angry and forget about why I was here. I tried to, you know, keep in mind, don't let them make you angry.
UALR history professor and associate dean of the graduate school, Johanna Miller Lewis, eventually became friends with Thomas.
He was very quiet, self-effacing, had a great sense of humor, liked to tell jokes on himself and stories about himself. But he was sort of quiet, and he had suffered for that during the crisis. He got bullied on a lot, but he followed his rules, which were to not react and you know, not do anything. And I think that ate away at him a little bit later in life.
After Central, Thomas went to college and joined the military, serving as an infantry squad leader during the Vietnam War. He eventually moved to Columbus, Ohio, spending 27 years working as a civil servant for the Defense, Finance, and Accounting Services. Another of the Little Rock Nine, Terrence Roberts, tells KUAR that he wasn't surprised to learn of Thomas's death.
This was not entirely unexpected, since we all knew, that is, a group of us and a group of 9 knew that Jeff had been experiencing some rather serious health problems for a few years now. And I had just learned that he had been hospitalized a few days before I learned that he had died. And it's a sad loss, for sure, especially because, you know, we're such a small group. And with one of us passing away, we have shrunk down even more.
The last time all 9 were able to get back together was in November.
Beautiful. Amazing.
when they reunited for a photo shoot outside the school by The New Yorker. As word spread Monday of Thomas's death, many people began stopping by the National Park Visitors Center across from the school.
We were visiting here in Little Rock, and we wanted to come by and see the site where all of this happened.
Elisa Jenkins and her husband are from Dallas and made their first trip to Central.
Kind of unreal. It's hard to imagine just to be able to go to school, which we all think now is a basic right, but soldiers have to get you into school. It's just unreal. It's just unreal. And it's just amazing to see how far we've come, you know, in such a short period of time, but still how far we need to go.
Jefferson Thomas was 67 years old. For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Hiplin.
Okay, so all of you, look at the camera,
okay?
So can you twist towards me totally? That's it.
It was a photo shoot by The New Yorker that brought the Little Rock Nine together one final time last November.
Beautiful!
Standing in front of Central High, they posed as part of a series on civil rights icons. I was brought in by the magazine to interview all nine, including Jefferson Thomas.
That's always great to all nine of us to be here together. Of course, it gets a little silly. We were robbed so much of a typical teenage growing up that whenever we get back together, we kind of go back and pick up some of the silly things teenagers do.
Thomas wound up becoming the first of the nine to die. On that afternoon, he talked about what it was like being a 15-year-old having to brave angry segregationist mobs with the national media following the crisis.
We were just kids, and I was trying to figure out what did I do to deserve that. You know, I really didn't see that we were doing anything wrong. And just got involved in it and couldn't quit because we were not doing anything wrong.
Thomas said after growing up among both black and white children, he thought he would be eventually welcomed by his classmates. But he told me he was wrong.
I changed my belief that if we can get past that violent mob of adults outside, get into the school, other teenagers would welcome us because teenagers are smarter than adults anyway. Mm-hmm. So I thought we would be welcome inside the school. I wasn't really disappointed until after we got in, and I found out that the first couple of days we were welcome, but then someone organized the white students, and they would either harass us or they would turn and look the other way, wouldn't say anything, give us the silent treatment. And that was the, you know, the rough part of knowing that teenagers could do other teenagers that way.
It would take President Eisenhower sending the army to Little Rock to get the nine into Central, against the wishes of white segregationists and Governor Orville Faubus. After graduating from high school in 1960, Thomas went to college, served as an infantry squad leader in Vietnam, then spent 27 years working as a civil servant in Columbus, Ohio. As one of the Little Rock Nine, he also spoke regularly about his experiences. In my interview last November, he said he has one key regret about how things have turned out in the nation's schools.
I see segregation within the schools. The schools would say it's not segregated, but when you go inside to speak or to just a visit to walk through the halls, you see the students have separated themselves along certain lines, not segregated, but they are separate a lot. And it's sort of just discouraging, I guess. But I can't expect everybody to see the world the way I do.
Jefferson Thomas died last month of pancreatic cancer at the age of 67. Tomorrow, a memorial service will be held in front of Central at the Reflecting Pool. Spirit Tricky is a spokeswoman for the Central High National Historic Site.
This is a chance for Arkansans to come together and honor Jefferson Thomas and, you know, his sacrifices and the role that he played in making this world really a better place, not just education, but also making strides and advances in terms of race relations in this world.
Thomas's son, Jefferson Thomas Jr., will be speaking at the event. Representing the surviving members of the Little Rock Nine will be Meanie Jean Brown Trickey. Governor Mike Beebe, Congressman Vic Snyder, and a group of current students from Central are also taking part. The memorial begins tomorrow afternoon at 5 and is open to the public. For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Hiplin.